track six, and then we're back to news stories. New police unit to protect sex workers. Devon and Cornwall Police has announced the launch of a new network set up to reduce vulnerability and harm within the sex worker community throughout Devon and Cornwall. The initiative, called Project Amity, will initially see Exeter, Torbay, Plymouth and Cornwall benefit from a newly formed network of police community support officers with a specific remit to work alongside partner agencies and charities to engage with those involved in sex work, build trust and reduce the risk of harm and exploitation across the two counties. Men and women and children of all ages can be victims of this crime. Working in the sex trade may not be a choice, and there are those who don't feel able to report abuse or escape their situation. The Project Amity teams will see PCSOs dedicated to this project, working alongside their core role to build trust and confidence, signpost people to partners, and safeguard the most vulnerable in our society. Force Lead for Sex Work Vulnerability, Detective Superintendent Gary Bunn said, "Sex work and the associated stigma in this area has historically led to a reluctance by those involved to report violence and sexual offences to the police. This increases the risk of violence against sex workers and frustrates our efforts to tackle those intent on causing serious harm. I'm very proud of Project Amity. Our PCSOs are fantastic ambassadors of the Trust, spending much of their day interacting with the public directly. They know their patches and communities thoroughly and play a crucial role in keeping people safe. Everybody has a right to live safely and without fear of harm. Preventing, detecting and reducing violence against women and girls is a force priority. Project Amity will help us connect with this hard-to-reach group and demonstrate our commitment to delivering a high level of victim-focused service to all members of our communities. One of the partner agencies supporting this initiative is the Eddystone Trust, which provides help and support around sexual health. Service Development Lead for the Eddystone Trust, James Mead, said, "The Eddystone Trust is pleased to partner with Devon and Cornwall Police on Project Amity, an initiative which puts the health, well-being and, most importantly, personal safety of women at the top of its priorities."
Singers raise musical notes for pound notes. An appreciative and generous audience enjoyed the recent Sheldon Singers Spring Concert at St Peter's Church and helped a very worthy Dawlish-based charity in the process. The Sheldon Singers support local charities at their concerts through retiring collections and were delighted on this occasion to raise a grand total of £467 for Dawlish Community Transport. During the evening, Valerie Jeffrey, a trustee, spoke about this charity, which offers help to people, particularly wheelchair users, in accessing shops, health appointments and leisure activities. She also described how the charity is recovering from an arson attack last year, which destroyed several of their vehicles. Conducted by Tim Crompton, the choir was accompanied by the Sheldon Sinfonietta, and the concert featured four excellent local soloists. Mozart's dramatic Requiem was the highlight of the evening. Sheldon Singers are a friendly, non-auditioned choir of about 60 members. They're always looking for new singers to join them. They sing a wide range of classical music and give two concerts a year, in December and May.
I'm sure you're all glued to the European Football Championship at the moment, so you need to know that the Devon and Cornwall Police are advising people of the consequences of drinking too much and letting your emotions get the better of you during the championship. The force expects pubs to be busy but are asking that this happens in a safe and responsible manner. A representative for Devon and Cornwall Police said everyone is always excited to follow the national team's progress and many will be making plans to watch matches with friends and family. However, the police are being clear that alcohol is not an excuse for bad behaviour, win, lose or draw. While no one can control the final score, you can end the night on your terms by drinking responsibly and putting your safety and the safety of others first. Be aware there is a potential for drivers to still be over the limit in the morning. Please take time to think about how you'll be getting home after the final whistle.
Inaugural Climate Festival. The first ever climate festival gets underway in Newton Abbot this weekend. Organised by Action on Climate Teambridge, ACT, the Arts Climate Festival will use the creative arts to communicate the lived experience of local people, their thoughts and feelings on climate change. The festival kicks off at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday the 22nd of June, where a 10-foot Tree of Hope sculpture made from repurposed wood by local schoolchildren will be unveiled at St Leonard's Clock Tower. Tynmouth Recycled Art in the Landscape partnered with ACT to create the trees. Community artist Sam Locke said, "As an environmental sculptor running with Trail, I see the ACT with the Arts Climate Festival as being a fantastic collaboration opportunity. Engaging with Teambridge's young people and the community as a whole to create meaningful art that embodies our environmental aspirations, that empowers us to advocate for crucial discussions to be made for a more sustainable future. Through art, we can inspire change." Having been unveiled, the tree will then be moved to Newton Abbot Library, where it will stay for the remainder of the week-long festival. There is so much to see and do between June the 22nd and June the 29th. A full list of everything on offer can be found on ACT's website. More than 300 artists are taking part across 15 locations across Teambridge. The finale of the festival will take place at Ashburton's Arts Centre, where several choir groups will perform.
Roll up, roll up to be a performer. Budding seaside entertainers will get the chance to learn from the experts thanks to a unique training opportunity. Seaside Supremo and founder of Dawlish-based Promenade Promotions, Tony Liddington, has announced the social enterprise organisation has secured Arts Council England funding to support newcomers to the business. Founded to promote and preserve the art of British popular entertainment, Promenade Promotions has launched its Seaside Follies 2024 training programme. Open to 17 to 25-year-olds from Devon, the scheme is a paid training opportunity, specialising in family-friendly seaside entertainment, street performance and outdoor festivals. A spokesman said, "We've recently received Arts Council funding and are now excited to announce that we are offering a free training opportunity for emerging artists interested in developing their craft as professional performers, followed by a paid outdoor performance opportunity. Trainees will be given the chance to develop their craft as professional performers at Seasides in South Devon this summer. Promenade Promotions will be working with partners including Dawlish Town Council, Exeter College and the University of Exeter, and a wide range of established street artists. The newcomers will be trained in various skills, including clowning, walkabout, circus skills, voice work and music and puppetry.